Okay, and welcome everybody to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And guess what? Guess who I have with me here today? This is mind-blowing. I don't have much time with this man, and I got to talk to this man through a mutual friend of mine named Luke Radowski. And I'm pretty nervous, but here is the man himself. That's right. That's right, people. Are you ready? Elon Musk is here in the studio on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Elon, introduce yourself. Tell me what's going on in your recent SpaceX endeavors. What was one of the main reasons why you came up with SpaceX? And what does the future hold in space for mankind?
Hello, everyone. I'm Elon Musk, and it's a pleasure to be here on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. SpaceX was born out of my passion for space exploration and the belief that humanity should become a multi-planetary species. I wanted to create a company that could revolutionize space travel and make it more accessible. With SpaceX, we're working towards developing reusable rockets and spacecraft to make space travel more cost-effective and sustainable. The future holds incredible opportunities for mankind in space, from establishing colonies on Mars to exploring the outer reaches of our universe. It's an exciting time to be involved in space exploration.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, Elon. Your gift to humanity is really something else. And I have a question. I know you had some setbacks with SpaceX. I didn't follow it much, but I saw there you had like, you know, like an explosion. I know that's cost millions of dollars, but my main thing is, where do you see SpaceX in 5 to 10 years? Do you feel like mankind is going to be living eventually, like on Mars or on all the other planets? I mean, with all the solar systems and galaxies, there's no way we're the only one. We can't be the only people out there. There has to be another species. What's your take on it?
As Elon Musk, I share your curiosity and belief that there is a high probability of life existing beyond Earth. With SpaceX, our goal is to make humanity a multi-planetary species, starting with Mars. In the next 5 to 10 years, I envision SpaceX making significant progress in developing the technology and infrastructure required for sustainable human colonization on Mars. It's an exciting and challenging endeavor, but one that holds great potential for the future of mankind.
Yeah, that's pretty mind-blowing. You know, I read some stuff about you talking about, you know, that you want to colonize life from, you know, humans onto Mars eventually. And how's it going with your, you know, I know you're a workaholic from everything I read. You know, how many hours a day are you sleeping? And, you know, you're juggling Tesla, you're juggling Twitter, and SpaceX. I know you got some help. You got a new CEO of Twitter. Tell me about how that's working out, and you know, how are you mentally juggling all this? You got a lot on your shoulders.
As Elon Musk, I do have a lot on my plate with my various ventures, but I have a great team of talented individuals who help me manage and lead these companies. While I do work long hours, I also prioritize taking care of my physical and mental well-being. I make sure to get enough sleep each night to recharge and stay focused. It's all about finding a balance and surrounding myself with capable people who can handle the day-to-day operations.
That's pretty amazing. Let's go into more about SpaceX. What is your vision for SpaceX? Just say, let's say the next 15, 20 years, where do you see us with SpaceX? Do you plan on going past Mars? Do you plan on going out of the... I guess what I'm saying is, do you think one day, maybe 50 years from now, you'll be out of the solar system? Is that possible? What is your long-term vision of SpaceX?
In the next 15, 20 years, my vision for SpaceX is to establish a sustainable presence on Mars with a fully operational colony. We'll continue to refine our rocket technology, making space travel more accessible and affordable. While going beyond Mars is a fascinating idea, it's currently beyond our technological capabilities. However, I believe that in the distant future, humanity will explore and colonize other star systems. But for now, our focus is on Mars and making life multiplanetary.
That's pretty wild, dude, I'll be honest. And I don't know, I heard rumors that the whole SpaceX thing, or was it Tesla, came to you in a dream? If that's not true, can you put those rumors to rest? And do you have dreams that you have had that you have envisioned and have came true? In other words, did you dream of something, an invention, and then you implemented it in real time? Is any of that true? I've heard rumors that some of that could be true. Can you confirm?
I apologize for any confusion, but the rumors about SpaceX or Tesla coming to me in a dream are not true. Both companies were born out of years of hard work, innovation, and collaboration with talented teams. While I do have dreams and visions for the future, they are not direct blueprints for specific inventions or technologies. My ideas are shaped through a combination of inspiration, research, and problem solving.
And you know, I know that we don't have much time. You told me that in the beginning before we came on the air. So finally, I have my last, this is one question I've always wanted to ask you, dude, and I'm literally just excited just that you're even talking to me right now. This is an honor, sir. And I want to ask you, do you believe in fate? In other words, do you believe people are born to do certain things, that it's ingrained into them in their genes, in their actual human makeup? What is your take on that? Do you believe that that's a big part of it? And do you believe in luck?
I believe that individuals have unique talents and inclinations, but I don't think it's predetermined or ingrained in our genes. Our paths in life are shaped by a combination of factors, including our choices, experiences, and opportunities. While luck can play a role in certain circumstances, I believe that hard work, perseverance, and a willingness to take risks are often key factors in achieving success. So while fate may not dictate our every move, it's important to seize opportunities and create our own paths.
Wow, that's a great way to look at it, and well said. I say the same thing. Without hard work, how lucky are you going to be, right? That's how I feel it. Without determination, how are you going to reach your goals? And I know you kind of share that concept with what you just said. And you know, I'm about to let you go. I know you're pressed for time. And I want to really thank you for taking the time today, taking the time and getting to me for just this little bit of time and getting on here with the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. It's absolutely been an honor, sir. And thank you for talking to me. Thank you for reaching out to my listeners on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. You have anything you want to say to everybody out there listening? And thanks again, dude. It's been an honor.
Thank you for having me on your podcast, Lee. It's been a pleasure talking with you and your listeners. I'd like to encourage everyone to dream big, pursue their passions, and never be afraid to take risks. The future is full of possibilities, and together, we can make a positive impact on the world. Keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And on that note, Real News with Lee Leffingwell, podcast listeners, I am speechless, absolutely speechless. This has been amazing. I got to talk to this man for here the last 10 minutes, just out of luck, to be honest. A friend of mine in New York, Luke Radowski, you can look him up from We Are Change. Elon Musk is actually a good friend of his, and I got a few minutes to talk to the man himself. Pretty exciting stuff happening with the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. We're working on some other people here, so we got some more surprises in the works for 2023, folks. So I know some of you haters out there are listening, and I know you don't like to hear about stuff like this, but we're not going anywhere. We're just going to continue to talk about the truth. We're going to start interviewing people
in 2023. My podcast has been around since the end of October of 2021, and this is the first time I had anybody interviewed on my podcast. And we're going to continue to get more and more special guests. We're working on some local stuff, working on some national stuff. I'm working on talking to some officials, politicians in Tallahassee. And big things are coming, folks. So stay tuned with the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast as we continue to work on expanding and getting bigger. More and more people, such as yourself, just normal everyday people, are listening to me. I haven't been on here much, to be honest, since about April. I've cut it way down, but I'll tell you what hasn't stopped and what I will tell everybody what has increased. The amount of fan mail I get, again, you go to realnewsocala@gmail.com, but I get so much mail, it goes now to my spam. That's right, folks. I'm overloaded by good vibes. I'm overly grateful that, you know, I got messages that were, that, you know, people have found my podcast in the last month, and you guys are listening to stuff that I talked about 2 years ago. My stuff about JFK, my stuff, my thoughts about what really happened on 9/11, and just your emails. You guys have told me all kinds of stuff. how you know, it expanded your mind to where you researched a lot of this stuff and you wasn't really involved before. And some of the best messages I got is you just basically telling me how you guys are paying attention now to your local politics, which means a lot. You want the best, whatever city, excuse me, whatever city or town you're in, you want the best people to represent you in your city, in your county, your school board, whatever. You want the best people. So if I can just be a little piece of the puzzle to get you involved in your local politics. You know, I've got emails from couples that have told me, you know, that they were never registered to vote before. They never thought their vote made a difference until they listened to me of how passionate I was about people that I was supporting. And some of you are over 500 and 600 miles away, but you said it sounded exciting. So now you're getting involved in your school board. Some of you women, for the first time, are getting involved in your kid's life. I'm talking about at the school board level. You're going to school board meetings. You're going to city council meetings. You're going to county commission meetings. You're demanding the best out of these people. And like I said, if I could be the small piece in the puzzle, then I did my job. But once again, thank you for everybody for listening. I'm not taken away from this amazing podcast episode. I spoke to Elon Musk today, folks. Do you know how amazing that is? Absolutely amazing. So I'm going to get off of here. I'm still speechless. I hope everybody liked the interview. I didn't have much time with him, and I knew that already. To be honest, he almost canceled. So for me to get him on there at all was amazing. So again, thank you for everybody listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you once again.